Hello, SSI Digital Print Services. This is Jolene.
Hi, Jolene. Is Jay there?
Have one moment, please.
Thanks.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please.
JC.
Oh, hi, Jay. This is Stefania from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I don't want to take much of your time here today, but I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer we mailed out to your business about 2 weeks ago. Looks like it was all based off of... Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Don't need any.
Oh, don't need any? Okay, great. Well, is there a time of the year I could circle back with you that might be a better time?
No.
No.
No. Actually, our local bank treats us extremely well.
Okay, gotcha. Well,
so,
good.
So that's kind of where I go.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear it. What bank is that?
Metabank.
Metabank. Okay, cool. How long have you been banking with them?
20-some years.
Well, no wonder they treat you so well.
Oh, yeah. I'm a good customer.
Good, I bet. How's business been?
Good.
Good. Okay, so have you been in business for 20 years?
I've been in business 35 years.
Holy cow. How did you get started in silk screening?
Well, we don't silk screen per se. We do digital printing.
Okay.
In large format now. We kind of shifted gears.
That makes sense.
Started for fun.
No way. So it was a hobby?
In the beginning, yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. And how many employees do you have now?
Right now, we've got three locations, Denver, Storm Lake, and Big Lake, Minnesota.
And oh, my God.
We've got 120 at the moment, and at Christmas time, we run a little over 200.
Dang. Well, I tell you what, I bet that Denver location is going to blow up with all the people moving there now.
Oh, yeah. As long as you can find some that have their heads on straight.
Oh, yeah, that's what I've been hearing. Someone told me somewhere around 10,000 people a week are moving there. And then I've been talking to a couple locals, and they're like, oh, my gosh, these people moving here are the worst. Like, they're ruining our culture. They're littering and all this crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's some of the towns that still outlaw.
There's what?
There are some communities that outlaw still.
Wow. That's crazy.
Oh, well, no, which is good, so you don't have your culture ruined.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
it's stupid does. Anyway, it's just the people that abuse anything. I don't care what it is, alcohol or drugs or whatever. It's too bad that they are funneling there. It's a bad deal for Denver.
Oh, it really is. And I think another thing is a lot of those California businesses, those big corporations, are moving their headquarters there.
Yeah.
So just mass amounts of people all at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I'd get out of California in a heartbeat. Is that where you're from?
I am, yeah. I just moved here. Well, I mean, about a year ago.
Where do you live?
San Diego.
Okay. I've got a lot of friends down that area. But it's the climate isn't very conducive for a lot of business stuff.
You mean in Denver?
No.
Or in California?
Actually, in California.
Why is that?
Some of the tax structures. Tax structures and regulations. It's not so bad. It's not bad for the phone industry.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You know, that's not bad, but add a pail of garbage you got to throw away, and it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. No, someone the other day, I was talking to them, and he said that he wants to grow his company, but he doesn't want to be regulated, so he's trying to keep it small. Like, he's making sure he doesn't get too big.
Yeah, regulations can bite you in the ass.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, what state would you say would be the...
I was trying to do the same, and it just didn't happen. It kept getting bigger.
Okay, yeah. So is that when you moved to Iowa, or...?
No, it started here.
Started, okay, got it. And then you moved back?
We're in a small town of 11,000 people.
Wow.
It all started.
That is awesome. Well, I bet that's a lot of relationship-based clients you have then.
Actually, we have less than a dozen.
Okay.
And we deal all over the world.
No way.
Our largest customer is from Australia.
Oh my gosh. And what do they do?
They have a website, redbubble.com.
Okay.
We print posters, stickers, and T-shirts for them.
Wow, that's amazing. How did they find you? Do you guys do a lot of marketing?
Word of mouth.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. Have you been there?
No, not yet.
Okay. Do you get to meet a lot of your clients, or is it pretty much all, you know, digital? Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should go down and visit them.
The invite's there. I just haven't got there yet.
Yeah, I bet. Well, with running 3 locations in other states, do you get to travel to all those places constantly?
Well, as much as I want, yeah.
Okay, I see. Wow, very cool. Awesome. Well, are you looking to open any more locations?
Not at the moment.
Okay, so you're kind of just keeping it steady?
Yep.
Do you guys get busier throughout the winter, or is that kind of a calmer season for you?
Well, the websites we service are retail oriented, so you hit December and Christmas is bonkers.
Overload, yeah. Now, when you are dealing with your clients, do you mail them their product, or do you print it and directly mail it to the customer who purchased it?
We send it to the customer.
Wow, okay, very cool. So you kind of have the whole back end of their, I guess, websites. Okay, so do you have access into their websites, or do they send you orders?
They send us orders.
Okay, well, that's kind of better to manage then, because at least then you're all looking at one uniform list instead of managing everyone's website, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I give you credit. You're taking time and asking some interesting questions.
Yeah, well, I think your business is really cool. I'm honestly really interested in beginning my own business, and so it's so cool to me to hear about, like, how you got started and how you are continuing your business.
Well, a lot of people want to be entrepreneurs, but you got to be ready to work 24 hours a day.
You know what I heard? I read a quote one time, and it said, the entrepreneur is avoids the 40-hour work week to work a 90-hour work week.
That's right.
Yeah.
We do. The entrepreneur goes on his own just to work harder.
Yeah. I took so many entrepreneurship classes in college, and I mean, that's pretty much what everyone said. Like, it's all on you, and like, there's so much pressure because no one else is responsible for your like not success than you. So you have to make it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there in the beginning, I had employees that took home paychecks, and I never did. So.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I have friends who have a company, and they're like, our employees make like so much money and we don't make anything. They're like, we had to sell a car because we're so poor.
Oh yeah, to get started.
Yeah.
Yep. And then you can go on Shark Tank and have them chew you out.
Oh yeah, I know. That show is so intense.
Yep.
Now, I have another question for you. When you like were starting your career, did you ever have a job, or you said this was a hobby at first and then it turned into your business?
Oh, I've done a million things in my life.
Really? What were they?
Oh, I've taught school, I've been a carpenter, I've been an electrician, lineman, a cook. I've done everything.
Wow. So, if you don't mind me asking, how old were you when you started your business for, like, your, you know, living 32. Sake? 32 years old. Okay. Wow.
For a utility company, the guys that put up the telephone poles and dig in power lines and stuff. I was working for a company like that at the time.
Wow. What made you want to leave? Was your like side business just picking up so much, or were you just like over it?
Oh, no. It just got too big.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That is so cool.
Hours in my days.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
There weren't enough hours in my days.
I guess that's how you know you need to branch out then.
Yeah.
Did you always know you wanted to have your own business?
No, it just happened.
It just happened, wow. Well, you're lucky. I know you're a hard worker, but I'd say you're lucky too.
Oh, hey, I always say we're extremely blessed.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
so, anyway, it's been fun talking to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for chatting, Jay. It was really great to find out all about your business.
Well, just come over and take this one over, and then I'll retire.
Okay, actually, maybe I'll take you up on that.
All right.
Could I get your email, and I'll shoot you my contact info?
All right, yeah, it's J.
Okay.
It's J-A-Y.
Okay.
At S-S-I.
S-S-I.
D-P-S.com.
.com. Okay, absolutely. I'll send you an email. Thank you so much, Jay.
All right, you take care now. Good luck.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Got some experience over there, kind of learned how it works, and then went out on your own, and it sounds like,
Jay speaking.